Art Over Borders have brought Lunasa Friel Fest to Donegal and Derry and even Tyrone this week. And it features a lot of well-known names from TV and film to perform. And I'm joined now in the studio by co-creator of Lunasa Friel Fest, Sean Dorn. Sean, again, you've managed to secure a number of great names, names that will be recognisable to a lot of people, to perform in some unusual settings.
Unusual settings, yeah. Well, it's Donegal that attracts them, of course. And, yes, and the weather, shall I say, hopefully.
Nothing to do with Brian Friel, no.
I'm Brian Friel, absolutely. It's exactly that. And Faith Healer, you know, this weekend again, I think people are now beginning to get to grips with this sort of epic journey across three village halls in Glentys and Ardara. So Paul McGann, those will know him as the eighth Doctor Who, the younger yes. people of us, and others like ourselves, older, will probably know him from Withnail and I. So he's coming across from
and
Liverpool.
Others will actually know him from the Hanging Gael, because he was here a few weeks ago in Remelton for the commemoration to mark the, I think it was the 25th anniversary of the Hanging Gael.
Right.
So know him from all sorts.
Know him from all sorts. And so he'll play the lead role of Frank Hardy in Faith Healer, and Amelia Bullmore from Happy Valley and This Life, and Scott and Bailey, she's probably best known from, will do Grace, and Pierce Quigley, the actor, as well, has done a number of TV programmes, but has ancestry.
Donegal Connections.
Exactly, in Donegal, yeah. And then on the beaches, as you say, locations, Greta Scacchi is going to be this weekend. On Saturday, she'll be at Downhill Beach in County Derry, but on Sunday at Rathmullen Beach. And Cathy Tyson of Mona Lisa, the film, will be in Dunfanaghy, Killahoe Beach on Thursday evening, and Friday evening on Kildaff Beach.
So a lot of familiar faces could be just popping up at the beaches over the weekend. But how does it work when they're doing a performance on the beach? It's readings.
It is. It's readings of Homer's Odyssey, which we would know, you know, from the tales of Achilles and Joyce having written about it, this journey. And therefore, when you set it in site-specific situations like a beach with the sea crashing and the landscape of Donegal becomes the set, standing in for Greece, let's say. And we have a pitched tent there, and very simply it's read the text, which is wonderfully evocative, and the audience is huddled round and a couple of musicians. Very simple, very low tech, but it's very experiential and unique.
So a tent or stroke marquee set up there so as to protect it a little bit from the elements.
A little bit from the elements, but it's a kind of, what would you call a stretched awning tent. It can take over 100 people. So you have this aperture of looking out right on to the sea, and we judge it time-wise. 5:30 is when it's happening across those four nights. So it's theatre being in between the tides, because we have to check the tides, of course. And sometimes we come very close, but that makes it more dramatic.
Here comes the tide.
Here comes the
pull
tide.
Up those poles. but the so therefore, what is the backdrop is in some ways an element of what you're doing.
Well, it's essential, actually, because if you think of Brian Friel coming from here, having lived most of his life here and written out of this community and about the community and the themes of emigration and family and isolation and identity, therefore, when you harness the landscape in its psychic sense as well as its physical sense, it really does heighten the experience of listening to the words. And what it does, I think, beyond, you know, the traditional production that you would go to see within a neutral space of a theatre, what it does is it foregrounds the text. And when it comes to Friel, that text is so beautiful, so quality in the style. It just hits you between, you know, right in the centre.
For those who maybe wouldn't be familiar with Brian Friel's work, you know, how accessible is it? How, you know, can you hear about this and go, well, that's in Rathmullen, you know what, I'm going to pop along there. And, you know, is that fine and acceptable, and are you likely to have a good while of an evening?
This is extremely accessible, and it's exactly that, and having a good evening in the communal sense of coming together in that outdoor. So for the Faith Healer, for example, you're actually on a four-hour journey and getting on a bus at Glentys that goes up into Eden Infra Glen, and you get the first monologue way up the glen, and then the bus takes you to Portneau for the second monologue. You have a picnic in Portneau Pier and on to Ardara to the parish hall there for the third monologue, and you finish in Highlands Hotel for Act 4 for the fourth monologue. And it's Everybody comes out of it saying a wonderful experience. But another great example is on the very last 2 days of the festival this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're actually bringing a less accessible writer, let's say, such as Beckett. But Beckett and Friel I see as absolute equals in terms of world-class quality. Both Friel, entirely accessible, and the language to us communicates who we are. With Beckett, it's another matter. It's much more international, let's say, in a universal sense of things. And his Waiting for Godot, what we've done there to kind of bring it into a more friendly atmosphere is that you go on a 3 kilometer walk. It's called Walking for Waiting for Godot. So you meet at a Malinhead at 5 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday. You get on a bus. It takes you to a secret location in the Malinhead landscape, and you get out for what is a gentle incline walk for two or three kilometres, and then around this tree that is specially made for us by the sculptor Anthony Gormley, the man of the Angel of the North, he created in Britain. So a top sculptor and artist, that tree will be there, and the play is read, performed. And we did this with four actors coming from the Republic of Ireland just 3 weeks ago in Enniskillen to kick off our 4 weeks. And Donald Gleeson, for example, turned up to read one of the parts, the film actor. And that was the Republic of Ireland actors coming up into the north and Fermanagh and reading it. And now it's the Lyric Theatre, Northern Ireland actors coming across. And this is our Arts Over Borders, crisscrossing the border, coming to Malinhead, and they're going to perform and read the play. So it brings Beckett and Friel kind of together as two titans and giants of not just our literature, but world literature.
We talk here about Brian Friel's work being accessible to everyone. But also the way that you're doing this festival also, I think, has, you know, is important in that it's making it accessible. And it seems to be on vogue at the moment in that you use multiple locations, or you take people maybe on a trip, as you say, the bus off to a secret location and then deliver the piece there.
Yeah, and it's very enjoyable for both the audiences, but also the actors coming into a summer environment in Donegal, whereas most of the year in various productions, be it in the more capital-like cities of Dublin, Belfast and London, they would be performing productions. Mm. But, for example, probably slightly out of step with that, Sean McGinley, Donegal's own, is coming with his wife Mary Mullen to do the short 1 hour play by Brian Friel, The Yalta Game, written after Chekhov, and that's going to be in St. Eugene's Hall from Friday to Sunday in Moville. So just a couple of kilometres down, a kilometre down from Greencastle, Will Friel wrote the play, just as Chekhov wrote his plays looking across to Turkey, across the Black Sea. You have Moville looking across the yawn of the Loch Foyle to Northern Ireland. So we choose the sites very specifically to suit the plays.
Obviously, very carefully, yeah. Okay, that's Sean McGinley together with Marie Mullen there, and that's the Yalta Game. And it all concludes then with The Enemy Within.
Yes, and that's going to be in Uma, where Brian Friel was born, on Friday evening, the 16th, at St. Columba's Church at 7:30, and then Saturday morning at 11:30 in the All Saints Church, Clooney Terrace, Waterside, The Enemy Within. But the uniqueness of it will be that is the Friel estate gave permission for it to be an all-female presentation. So it's just as it's a change of the gender on the colony of Iona, of Columba, and I suppose from a monastery into an nunnery. So that's going to be quite a new and unique experience for what was his first published play, which I personally believe is an absolutely astonishingly wonderful play.
You're covering so much of Friel's work in this.
Well, there's so much work to be on offer, you know, and then there's the sites across Donegal. You think of the expanse of Donegal particularly, but also in Derry, we create a more urban sense with his play, The Freedom of the City, which of course was written just before it was begun Bloody Sunday and then completed afterwards. And so it was set in the Guildhall, and we're performing it in the Guildhall with a cast of 12 actors. And the audience actually one night will walk, led by a black spirituals singer from Free Derry Museum to the Guildhall. And then the following night will be led from Ebrington Barracks across the Peace Bridge to the Guildhall. So 4 performances this weekend of that as well.
So much fine work to draw on, and so many fine actors to deliver it all. Dawn, through the week, in particular over the weekend. More details, I know there's a program and some flyers, but more details, say, online, where could people go?
Yes, at artsoverborders.com. So artsoverborders.com.
Okay. Yeah. I wish you all the very best with it. Sean Dorn, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Pleasure.
It.
Pleasure. Thank you.